it happens every tour. It happens pretty much everywhere we go, in fact. We go to a town or we go to a country and we start getting emails from people saying, well, how come you're not coming to my town? How come you're not coming? You're coming to the United Kingdom, but you're not coming to Scotland. Why are you not coming to Cleveland, Ohio? Why are you not coming? Wherever we are going, we get emails all the time, comments on our website from people saying, why aren't you coming to where I am? And the answer is really quite simple. We don't like those places.
Yeah. Make up some phony, nice sounding answer. Don't tell the truth.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 293, Booking Our Tours. If you're listening to this episode of the podcast, chances are excellent that you're either a regular listener and would have heard it anyway, or you've been pointed here by a link in an email or on our website or Facebook or Twitter pages in answer to your question, why aren't you touring to or performing at a theater near me? Well, in this week's podcast, Reed Martin and I sit down with our UK production manager, Davey Naylor, and our UK tour booker, Mark Macon of Macon Projects, and we try to explain exactly what goes into the booking of our tours. Mark Macon starts.
It's really funny. I'll answer the first bit first. It's like I've got a very good friend, Stuart Lee, who tours for well over 8 months of every single year, covers every town and village with an art centre over 500 seats, and still he gets emails from people saying, why aren't you coming to my town? And he has to go, well, I was there 3 months ago, or right. I'm going to be there in a month.
So we're in good company.
That's very good company. Yeah. But on this tour, it's just we only had a very, very small window of opportunity with you guys because you're just so busy internationally. So.
Well, we only had really a 5 week window, didn't we?
Not only do we have to try and fit it into our five week window, but also other venues have to, and because, as Mark said, we had a very finite little window to do, we were booking kind of late because we're kind of like we just hit on this idea. Oh, hang on a minute, Olympic sports show. But this was kind of like the end of 2011. Right. So our window of opportunity was not brilliant. Right. So, you know, and so we had 5 week window of opportunity, but then all venues are trying to book their own season as well. Right. And it just so happened that no venue in Scotland or any other venue in Wales or even Northern Ireland we could have gone to.
Right.
Just couldn't fit us in.
They didn't have the...
Because we didn't want to go there, or they didn't want to book us. It's just our schedule and their schedule didn't meet.
Well, that's the thing. It's not as if we could just hop on a plane and go wherever we want, whenever we want. It's got to fit into not only our schedule, but the schedule of the venue and the time of year, etc.
So let's say it was December, 7 months ago, and we're going to come over with sports. And they say, here's the window, Mark. Yeah. How do you go about booking those 5 weeks? What are the steps?
We look at a budget, first and foremost, what it's going to cost to put so many people on the road, all the prints, all the pre-tour costs, restaging the production. All those kind of factors have to come into it first, so you can only visit venues of a certain capacity,
right?
Because you do need to make money to cover your costs.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. So instantly that cuts out a massive amount of venues in the UK, and then I contact them through my contacts and people I know, because I've been doing this for 13 years now. It's just contacting the right kind of skilled venues for you. Feel one artistically it would work, also you guys would work with their audiences,
right?
Hopefully sometimes historically where you've been before it's been a massive smash, or new areas we'd like to go to as well. So there's loads and loads of deciding factors, and then it's all down to availability.
Well, availability and also juggling. I mean, we've made jokes in interviews about how our tour was put together using the great sport of darts.
That's me. I do that just for you guys, to keep the sports theme. Yeah.
Well, that comes down to the tour is not booked as far ahead as it normally is.
Yeah.
Because in the past, Mark's been able to book very efficient tours where, you know, everything's about an hour away. Yeah. But when the later you book it, the less you're able to do that.
Well, this is not the worst tour we've done in this country, by far.
Even with the best booking agent like Mark that you can get, sometimes, nice plug. Sometimes, even then, you still can't, you know, you can't just go from, you know, 20 minutes away to the next venue and next venue. It's just impossible to book a tour like that. Sometimes you will have to do a massive leap at somewhere. Like, for example, our big one was from Nottingham down to Truro over a weekend, which we did. We managed to drive for a couple of hours after the show, stay in Bristol for a day, and then drive down to Truro. I mean,
well,
you know,
what's amazing here in this country is that you can drive for an hour and be in another city that will have you. That doesn't happen in America.
In America, they want you to be further apart. They ask for 100 miles. You have to be at least 100 miles away for the next 3 months. Do you have anything like that in England?
In the UK, it's generally about 25 miles.
Yeah. 100 miles would be in the sea.
In any direction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not that big. Yeah.
Now, here's the question we get frequently. I want to the Reduced Shakespeare Company in Milton Keynes. Now, not necessarily get Milton Keynes every time, but I want them to come perform in my city. Is there any way for a fan to facilitate that, or it's just the luck of the draw?
I would like to see that more often, to be honest. If fans actually petition their local venues.
Can we get another beer for Mr. Macon?
That would be very nice, thank you. I think if they did that, then that would be do nothing but strengthen, you know, the phone calls from an agent to the venue to say, look, you know, there is a demand, there is a need for this company. You know?
We hear this in the States a lot, is that venues do like to hear from audience members who say, I want to see, we bring this company in because I would like to see them.
And that's the answer we give when we get this question. We say, well, what venue do you go see shows? Contact them and say, I would like the Reduced Shakespeare Company to come, and I will buy tickets, and I'll make sure my friends do.
Especially if there's a tour coming. Like, for example, and also it's a lot to do with getting the word out, because we recently played Norwich, and then it was only after we'd done BBC Breakfast that we had somebody contact us. Oh, when are you playing Norwich? We did that 3 days ago. Sorry about that.
That happens all the time, and not only in England, in America. Like, oh, when are you going to be in Massachusetts? Well, we were there 2 months ago for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've missed it.
But that's the other thing, that publicity, you don't know what's going to work. So in this country, we just last week, in the final week of our five-week tour, before we've gone into London, we just appeared on the BBC Breakfast, which is a huge national television morning show, and then a sports show. There was a guy there tonight in Tewkesbury who said, I heard you on Radio 5 Live, and that's why I bought the ticket. You know, so that national media helps, but also it's our website, it's Facebook, it's Twitter, it's the podcast.
Local radio as well, local radio, and we do local TV. We haven't done any, but you still can do local TV. So, you know, it's a whole, and just word of mouth, I think. Tonight, here in Tewkesbury, on Monday, I got our sales figures, and it was 60% full. And tonight it was 100% full. So 40% of the tickets of what, a 400-seat theatre sold within a week. Maybe that was something to do with the TV stuff or maybe some
or the radio stuff.
Yeah. But maybe it was word of mouth. Who knows?
It did seem that the tour gained momentum in terms of audience numbers the further it went. Now, whether that's that could be coincidence, but it could also be exactly what you say, that people are contacting their friends saying, hey, I saw this, you got to go see it, they're coming near you.
Yeah. Right. Well, maybe it's just certain places people don't book in advance. Yeah. People just turn up and buy their tickets then. I mean, it is. Some places are still like that. It's quite weird, really, if you think about it, because
do we get
booking it? Why wouldn't you book in advance? You might not be able to see it, but, you know, nobody will book that. We'll just turn up on the day, and it's fine, you know, and you sell out.
But you know what? And to a certain degree, I understand that opinion, because even in sold-out performances, no matter where we sell out, like Reston, Virginia, we sell out every single time we go there, except there's always empty seats because people don't show up.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, even if it's sold out, come on. So I understand the idea of...
So they can pick up a return on the night, yeah.
I'll come out on the night. But yes, that doesn't do us any good, because it's better for us to know who's coming in. Part of the reason that we were putting together this tour was, well, two reasons. We wanted to bring sports over for the Olympics to London. That seemed like a no-brainer, and fingers crossed, it will have been a no-brainer. But then also, we haven't toured in the UK for 2-3 years.
2008 was the last time with the Bible Show.
2008 and 9. So, you know, part of it was to kind of reestablish ourselves and reintroduce ourselves. So it had to be a shorter tour this time.
One thing I'd like to add, the guys actually think in regards to routing that it's really strategically planned. It's actually down to the venues where they have really awful routing from Nottingham to Truro. It's actually the fact that I'm a masochist and I like to make them suffer.
No, you're a sadist.
I'll tell you about that as well.
You want us to suffer. I think we just learned a lot more about you than you meant to reveal.
Hi, I'm Paul van der Waarden. I'm from the Netherlands, all the way here in Canterbury. And I've been a fan of the Reduced Shakespeare Company for as long as I can remember. And you're listening to Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Eric, can you RSC, the RSC? This week we begin our six-week run of The Complete World of Sports Abridged at the Arts Theatre in London. We run here until August 25th, and then we head home back to the U.S. to start touring The Complete History of America Abridged and The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged this fall of 2012. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. Now, we spoke with our UK booking agent Mark Macon last night in a curry restaurant in Tewkesbury, but this morning in the van back to London, Reed and I realized that there were a few things we failed to talk about. One of the questions I forgot to ask Mark Macon last night was whether they have booking conferences here in the UK the way we have them in the States.
I'm under the impression that they don't have booking conferences, but the way we get bookings in the United States are our agent, who's Opus 3 Artists in New York, goes to several regional and then the national conference in New York City. And those conferences happen in the fall and then into early January. And they book in the fall and early January for the following starting September. So kind of they book September to September. And those tend to be our one-nighters, although sometimes they're longer runs and at the civic venues and universities. And then the other way we get booked in the United States is just we get booked directly. San Diego rep contacts Jane, our general manager, and says, hey, we'd like you to come. And then so it's booked that way. So that's the two ways it works.
There are seasons. I mean, there's like a fall season and then a winter spring season. Summer, not much of a touring season, sort of in either country.
No, not so much. And we decide, 12 to 18 months ahead what we're going to send out when, because we have, eight different shows, and it's not really logistically or financially feasible to keep everything up and running. So we'll tell our booking agent, okay, for next year we want to send out The Complete History of America Special Election Edition in the fall, and we'll send out the Christmas show, obviously, over the holidays, and then in the spring we'll send out Complete World of Sports. And so then the venues can decide which show they want and when they want it. But all shows aren't available all the time. And it's not, if somebody just wanted a one-off of Bible, it's probably not financially feasible for us to get it all rehearsed and up if the show isn't ready to go. Now, if somebody wanted it for a longer run, then that's possible. Then it makes sense to rehearse it and get it ready to go if you're going to go somewhere for a month or two.
Well, and then there are there's the added, it's sort of an issue here in the UK, but there's the added geographic issue in the States. You know, if Anchorage, Alaska has only one night available and Atlanta, Georgia has only the next night available, that's not going to happen. You know, we can't do both.
Yeah, Opus 3 tries to book it as much as it can. They try to get, I think Neil Harp, agent, calls it an anchor date, a big venue that's going to bring us in, and then you can maybe do one or two or three smaller venues within driving distance over several days. And then, so because in England we just fly over here, but then we drive everywhere. In the U.S. we tend to fly to most of our gigs, but then ideally we fly somewhere and then can drive to several performances around that area.
Yeah, last year we had that. We were up in, what was it, Stowe, Vermont, and then we had to get down to Reston, Virginia, that 10-hour marathon.
Yes.
There have been tales of touring where we were just going up and down the Mississippi River. We were five states in 5 days. We were in Illinois, then flew down to Louisiana, then back up to Wisconsin, and then stopped in the middle in St. Louis somewhere.
As you do.
Yeah.
And we may have said this earlier, but people say, why don't you come? We'd love to see you in South Carolina. Well, as it happens, I think we are going to South Carolina in December or November with our special election edition, Hilton Head. But the best way is to contact whatever venue you go to see shows in and say, hey, I want to see the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Would you book them? Because I don't think there's any place where we don't perform that we say we don't want to perform there. But it's more the venue's choice than our choice.
Right.
we can contact a venue, but if they don't know of us or they don't have fans asking for us, they might not be interested in booking us.
That's true. The you've made a better record of this than I have, but how many states have you played in, and what states have we not performed in?
I've been in all 50 states, and between my 2 years with Ringling Brothers and my 23 years with the Redux Shakespeare Company, I've performed in 46 of the 50 states. I have not performed in Nevada, for some reason, which does a lot of show business. I haven't performed in South Dakota, Wyoming, and Delaware. So all of our fans out in Nevada, South Dakota, Wyoming, and Delaware, contact your venue. Reed needs to perform there.
That's it for this week's Redux Shakespeare Company podcast. If we still haven't answered your questions about why we don't tour near you, send us your further questions via email to feedback@reduxshakespeare.com. You can find out more information about our booking agents on the contact page of our website. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Redux Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a Twits. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, navigator Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Nellie Greeley. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Paul Vandervoorden. I really hope I said that right, Paul. And to our UK booking agent, Mark Macon. More information about Mark's various projects can be found at maconprojects.co.uk. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 293/878 of the Redux Shakespeare Company.
What do you get when you finish all 50 states? Do you get a nice cutlery set or something? A nice a carriage clock?
I don't know. That's a good question. I have to think of a punchline.
This podcast is a production of the Redux Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.